Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hawksmith and Greg Pickle right here in the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're taking an early look ahead to Penn State playing Memphis in the Cotton Bowl. We'll look at just the ins and outs of that, the general basics of that matchup, plus what Penn State has coming in terms of an injury standpoint, what they have to prove. We'll also take a look in this show at James Franklin's extension. We don't have details yet as of right now, but we do know what kind of impact that can have on the Penn State's program. We'll get into Ask Greg, and for the first time this season, we'll get into Penn State wrestling. Jacob Ferriott from the Daily Collegian will join us to talk about Kale Sanderson's team. Good weekend for them coming back from a loss out at Arizona State. So let's look at this bowl game. I know it's a December 28th noon kickoff. It's not, you know, it's part of the New Year's Six, but it's not a New Year's game. It wasn't a game that a lot of Penn State fans wanted. I think Penn State made a good case to go to Pasadena to play in the Rose Bowl, but they played out there recently. Greg, as you pointed out, Wisconsin hasn't played in the Rose Bowl as recently. Wisconsin, if you look at, you know, the wins and their resume, they got a win over Michigan. That it wasn't the same Michigan team that Penn State played. They right. got a win over Minnesota. That also was a case where that wasn't the same Minnesota team. But at the end of the day, if you look at those teams on paper, you look at those wins on paper, yeah, Wisconsin lost for a third time. The College Football Playoff Committee clearly was giving all but a free pass. They really would have had to play themselves out of the Rose Bowl, as it turns out. I thought they were out and Penn State was in, but shows what we know. But Penn State gets a good Memphis team in the Cotton Bowl. How excited should people be? How excited should people be at the prospect of going to Dallas too?
I mean, I think that, well, obviously I think most people would rather go to Los Angeles and Pasadena than Dallas and anywhere else in Texas. So at least this time of year, but you know, disappointment, I don't know if that's the right word. I think obviously to make a New Year's Six game, the opponent you play is to me not as important as the value you get in being able to say that you, you know, that you were able to reach a New Year's Six game and everything that comes with it. So I think that's a big deal. But again, as we talked about earlier in the week, the part that's tough about it is it's almost like playing some of these teams either early in the Big Ten schedule or in the non-conference slate, which is that you are expected to win those games. So if you don't, or if you don't win them in as convincing fashion as people think you should, then you know, you're looked at as, you know, earning an unfavorable victory or maybe not being as impressive as people thought you were or whatever. So I think that's the biggest concern for Penn State, is that not only does it have to play a really darn good opponent, I think Memphis is pretty dang talented. So you have that part of the equation. Then you also have the part of it that says, you know, fans are going to be upset if Penn State doesn't, you know, beat up on a group of five team, even though, you know, I think Memphis could probably give a lot of teams in the Big Ten a good game.
And I think that that's true too. This is a good team, and the way that James Franklin phrased it on Sunday was that it's a team that's grown, that's accustomed to winning, and they expect to win when they get there. They're not going to go out there and be shy about playing a Power 5 team. They beat, you know, a decent Ole Miss team to start the year, 15-10. They beat a good Navy team. They got a good win over SMU. Beat Cincinnati twice in the last couple weeks to win the AAC and to be at this point at all. 12-1 overall brings a good offense to the table, a balanced offense. They put points on the board, averaging 40.5 a game. Their lone loss came on the road at Temple. Not a great loss, for sure, but the rest of their resume suggested this is a team that can play with Penn State. We're looking at, what, an 8.5 point point spread to start things off. There's a long way to go.
Yeah,
on that one.
It was bet down 7.5, 7. I think DraftKings is hanging a 7. So, you know, that line will move for sure. I mean, I think the early betting probably, if nothing else, it probably just is some people thinking that you know, Penn State may not have Sean Clifford. It may not have, you know, KJ Hamler, perhaps. I don't think that's going to be the case on either one of those guys, but you just never know. Maybe Torgros Matos wants to play but isn't healthy enough. You know, I think that people are looking at that, and also the fact that this Memphis team has put up some points, and it's not like Penn State's defense has been superb in the second half of the season. So I assume that's why you're seeing some bite on that number.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, right, will just want to try to get that number into the neighborhood of a touchdown. You know, if you're like an 8.5 points, you're forecasting a game that, you know, Penn State, have they demonstrated that they can blow out a team like this? I'm not sure that they have.
Well, I mean, look, you know, DeMonte Coxey for them has 1,100 receiving yards and 9 touchdowns. Antonio Gibson has 8 touchdowns receiving. Kenneth Gainwell is one of the more explosive players, I think, of any top 25
and player. He's got an underrated perfect name for a player.
Gainwell.
For a football player.
Gainwell. Got that right. Yeah. Yep. 1,400 yards for him. He's averaging 6.4 yards a carry. They don't mind getting their receivers involved with some reverses and things like that too. Wildcats, so you'll expect to see that. Brady White's their guy under center, 3,500 yards passing, 64.1 completion percentage, 33-9 touchdown interception ratio. The one thing I'll note is that he's been sacked 21 times, and teams have been able to give their offensive line some fits. So for Penn State's defensive line, I think that could be one area where they have a good matchup advantage going into this Cotton Bowl. But, you know, in terms of fans getting excited about it, I know there's going to be people out there that want nothing to do with this game and think it's stink, and that's fine. But you know what? We also thought that, you know, Kentucky Penn State would stink last year, and then that became obviously a more competitive game than a lot of people thought, and the Wildcats ended up winning it. So, you know, I do think that this is a great opportunity for Penn State not to pair at James Franklin, but, you know, I do think this is a good chance for them to go down and get the victory against a top 20 opponent, even if it's a Power 5 school.
It's the Keystone Kickoff
group
Show.
Group of five, I'm sorry.
Group of five, yeah. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking at just a brief overview of Penn State, Memphis, and the Cotton Bowl coming up December 28th. It's a noon kickoff on ESPN. Mark your calendars now. You only have a few more weeks to do it.
That's right.
Segment brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Greg mentioned earlier, Penn State looking around a 7-point favorite on DraftKings. You want to get in there, use the convenience of the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You can deposit, place your bets, withdraw in a matter of seconds, and you get a free bet. If you haven't signed up yet, you get a free bet just for signing up. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSM when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Make it the Penn State-Memphis bet. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply. Looking back, you know, Penn State, 11 wins in 2016. That was the real arrival point for this program as it looks now, where you have the benefit of having expectations. You have the benefit of most people feeling like you don't live up to expectations. That's exactly where Penn State is now. They go 11-3 in 2016. They lose in the Rose Bowl. It's one of the most fun Penn State games that we've seen was that Rose Bowl against USC. Now, people who are hanging on the outcome of it, which, you know, even in a game of that magnitude, you know, the outcome is really secondary over some of the themes that you see. Now, one of the themes that you saw was Penn State getting a lead, getting conservative, blowing a lead, and that
That's
kind
been
of thing.
A theme for That's been a
theme.
Years,
That's been a theme since. So maybe it's not all good. They go 11-2 in 2017. They beat Washington in the Fiesta Bowl. 9-4 last season. They lose to Kentucky in the Citrus Bowl. Now they go 10-2 with a shot for 11 wins for the third time in 4 years. I don't know how many programs have won 11 games three times in 4 years, but it's not. It's only a
very
handful.
Few.
Right. And you think about Penn State really just being a top 10 program right now, and there's always going to be complaints. I think the trick for us, I feel like sometimes we take the vocal minority and we apply it too much to the fan base, and I think I've been guilty of that over the past few weeks. That's just who we hear from. So I think there's a lot of reasonable, measured fans out there, and I think they came out. We'll talk about them when we look at James Franklin's extension later in the show, but I think there's a lot of people who can appreciate where Penn State is right now, which is a steady top 10 football team. It's a team that has gotten into at least the top 8 in the national polls in the last 4 straight years. But looking at bowl success, it's interesting. They've lost 3 out of their last 4. That win over Washington in the Fiesta Bowl was the only win. It's a different team, but you know, the Citrus Bowl last year was a disappointment. I think that might kind of come back up. It's got that same vibe, right? Against Memphis, it was a team that wasn't who Penn State wanted, but Penn State lost to Kentucky. We'll see if they can reverse that against Memphis later this month.
We'll certainly see. You know, Penn State, again, we're going to have to wait and find out whether or not it has all of its weapons at its disposal. It looks like that it will. I mean, Etor Gross-Miles was in a sling, but assuming that bowl, you know, the thing that he announced where he said he was going to the NFL, but also said he planned to play in the bowl game. I don't think, and I could be wrong, but I don't think you would say that if you didn't really think you were going to be able to suit up from a health perspective. So, you know, Sean Clifford was called a game time decision. They basically, I think, opted to rest him so he would be ready for the postseason. So they should be at full strength. Obviously, again, I don't think Memphis is going to be the pushover that many, I think, initially feel like they are. I do think they're a pretty good team. Is it the most exciting matchup in the world? Certainly not. But, you know, again, Penn State played recently in California against the Pac-12. Now it gets to get into Dallas and play there. They do have a commit in Texas, Parker Washington, the receiver. Terry Smith has done a really nice job recruiting that area. So, you know, I think that that this game maybe is more of an opportunity than some folks think. Also, let's not forget, too, that they play on December 28th. I don't have the bowl calendar in front of me, Dustin, but you're not competing with all those Jan 1 games. You get pretty much a national stage. You play at noon, so you're right out of the chute, one of the earliest games of the day. I think that's a thing that, you know, again, the Rose Bowl might be more prestigious. That's fine, and you play a better opponent. I understand that, but you know, again, at the same time, think about some of the other benefits you get from playing in the Cotton Bowl over elsewhere as well.
And you're playing the same day as the college football playoff gets underway.
You got right.
Penn State playing Memphis to start the day, Notre Dame and Iowa State, and then you get into Oklahoma and LSU.
Well, so keep in mind, what are they going to show? Now, if Penn State would lose, it wouldn't be such a great thing, but what are they going to show during halftime of those games? Yeah, of course they're going to talk about the college football playoff, but you know what? If college football players around or high school football players around the country will be tuning in for those games, obviously, along with the rest of us. So, Dustin, you'll get a chance if you win that game to have your brand shown on ESPN over and over and over and over again. It's a big deal. Penn State could really benefit from that as well.
That's you know, really one of the benefits of being in these bowl games at all, let alone I think the timing works out for them. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to look back at the news of James Franklin signing his contract extension, what that means to the Penn State program right after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today. Use code KSN at sign-up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.